truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. We wouldn't recommend you buy a new truck in 2018 that doesn't have the best safety features, one of the most effective being a reverse camera. Now comes confirmation, by the middle of next year, every Hino truck sold in Australia will come with the reversing tech as standard. Confirmed by the big-selling Japanese truck and bus brand, the standard fitment of a reverse camera across Hino's truck range is believed to be a first in the Aussie market. First introduced as standard equipment on the Hino 300 series back in 2016, then the 500 series wide cab the following year, the next Hino product to boast a camera system will be the soon-to-arrive Hino 500 series standard cab. Hino Australia then confirming the 700 series will get a reverse camera as standard from early next year. No doubt many car drivers would have a very different attitude towards trucks if they tried to drive one themselves. Now, a group of university students have got to see what it's like steering a truck around and are now of the understanding that it's not as easy as it might seem, and it's nothing like driving a car. The Swinburne University completes a road safety program each year. This time around, communication design students focused on sharing the road safely with trucks. The students have appeared in a video talking about their now better understanding of the challenges facing truck drivers, and they aim to raise awareness of road sharing among fellow young car drivers. It's also aimed to humanise truck drivers to promote improved interactions between cars and larger vehicles. Here's a taste.
I think one of the first things you notice about them on the roads is their sheer size.
I didn't really view them as people. I sort of just viewed trucks as, you know, an object driving on the road.
There is a lack of understanding of what truck drivers have to face on the roads.
I think there's just a lot of car drivers out there just straight don't understand the fundamentals of a truck and where they should be to make it safe for them. We're not a car. We can't stop like a car.
A US study has found just how prevalent fatigue is in the road transport industry. The National Safety Council found 69% of employees, many of whom work in safety-critical industries, are tired at work, but the road transport industry is above that average. The report, Fatigue in Safety-Critical Industries, Impact, Risks and Recommendations, found 97% of employers in the transportation industry feel the impact of fatigue, 90% being the average across the different industries. The employers reported observing safety incidents involving tired employees and declines in productivity. However, across the board, just 72% of workers view being tired as a safety issue, while transportation industry employees who reported at least one risk factor for fatigue cited long shifts and sleep loss. Covering the construction, manufacturing, transportation and utility sectors, the National Safety Council says all these industries commonly use shift work, and this commonly leads to fatigue. Scania has taken the covers off a new truck offering that combines what they say is the best of two worlds, a hybrid vehicle that runs on biodiesel and is also a plug-in hybrid. It's based on the Scania L series and is going to be aimed particularly at waste contractors. The new plug-in hybrid Scania was unveiled recently in Germany, and Christian Levin, Scania's sales and marketing chief, says while fully electric trucks are the goal, for the moment we need bridging technology like this hybrid.
You can run it up to 10 kilometres on pure electric mode. At your first stop, delivery, or the driver's brake, you can fill it up again in less than half an hour. And you have another 10 kilometres on full electric. That is more than sufficient for short-haul operations in inner-city transport. Meanwhile, we save fuel, we reduce CO2 emissions.
And check out the Scania L-Series plug-in hybrid at heavyvehicles.com.au. The truck driver shortage is a major issue for the road transport industry in most developed countries, including Australia. And it's not just finding quality truck drivers. Half the battle is keeping them. One major US transport company has shared its secrets to recruiting and retaining truck drivers during the driver shortage. PGT Trucking runs 1,000 prime movers and 1,500 trailers in North America and boasts a driver turnover rate in 2018 of just 53%. That's a 14% improvement from 2017. The business is managing to keep their drivers and keep their trucks moving by offering leading benefit packages and home time and boosting driver pay by 25%, while they're also benefiting from a driver referral program as well. The president of PGT Trucking, Greg Troyan, says PGT has worked hard over the last year to implement recruiting and retention programs that make a difference to drivers, but he says our drivers are our best recruiters. The future of inner-city buses is undoubtedly electric, and it appears the Chinese are leading the way. Chinese cities, particularly Beijing, are making the switch away from diesel, and now the trend is flowing through to Macau as well. Known as the Las Vegas of the East, Melco Resorts and Entertainment has just taken delivery of 20 new fully electric buses from Chinese manufacturer Yutong. The buses include 18 11-metre coaches and two 10-metre city buses that will be used for picking up tourists in Macau, and the buses have been designed to deal with the city's famous turbulent weather. The 11-metre 5-seater buses are reportedly impervious to water for 24 hours, even when submerged. Yutong saying this makes it perfect for the rainy and stormy days that are typical in Macau.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.